Your work really points up a real necessity that we have of subcategorizing the strain, the roughness, perhaps vibrato, relative to physiology and morphological orientations. So it really helps to emphasize that very strongly. I was at first a little surprised that the CPP, which is just fun to say, correlates negatively with positively with the roughness. And that isn't what kind of roughness. The example that you gave, which was only one example, was extremely periodic, and it sounded like that guy just had a little bit of phlegm come in, which would have kept it very periodic. So I think especially for singers who may have a little roughness or something like that, it may not be that good because the larynx is pretty good. Now, I was paying no attention when you were saying who your subjects were. So did you select any pathological larynxes that you knew of so you could actually tell the source of any roughness?
No.